My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jama L. Vickery, J-A-M-A, middle initial L, last name V-I-C-K-E-R-Y. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD has remained stable since the last visit. And is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 15 from 16, creatinine of 0.98 from 0.87, and a GFR of 67 from 77. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. Semicolon, the urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 7 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 101 from 207 milligrams. The patient has no activity in the urinary sediments and denies any urinary symptoms or other complaints. Period. She is euvolemic and is stable. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has significantly improved since the last visit after starting her on spironolactone. Spironolactone 50 milligrams, one tab daily. Today's blood pressure is 105/72. As previously suspected, the cause for the hypertension is likely related to aldosteronism. We will continue the spironolactone for now, along with the metoprolol, 50 milligrams once a day, period. We've discussed further evaluation of the adrenal glands with a CT to rule out hypertrophy or lesions. However, the patient would like to hold off on that for right now since her blood pressure is stable. Period. We may revisit this suggestion at a later time if other concerns arise or the blood pressure becomes abnormal again. Next line. We reviewed the echocardiogram and it revealed an EF of 55% to 60%, mild aortic regurgitation, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. We recommend that the patient follows up with the PCP or a cardiologist for close follow-up and at least a yearly echocardiogram for further monitoring. Period. We also reviewed the carotid ultrasound, and it was unremarkable with no stenosis. With no hemodynamically significant stenosis, period. In addition, the renal artery ultrasound also ruled out renal artery stenosis as the cause for the hypertension period. As previously stated, the patient would benefit from establishing care with a cardiologist due to her extensive family history of cardiac issues, along with the diastolic dysfunction and mild aortic regurgitation, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis, which is managed with hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams daily, period. She follows with Dr. Torres Alexander, rheumatologist. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D 25 level of 24 from 22. Continue with the vitamin D supplementation. Next line, a patient is legally blind from birth and has vision only in the left eye. She follows with her ophthalmologist on a yearly basis. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. However, we advise the patient to contact us if she has any concerns or complaints or her blood pressure becomes uncontrolled. And